Welcome to the Chapel Podcast from Stark College and Seminary. This semester, our theme is Evangelism, Casting Nets and Connecting Nations to Christ. Our featured speaker this week is Wendy Mendez, worship leader at Solid Rock Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Her message is entitled, Meet Me in the Crowd.
Greetings, SCS Familia. It is exciting to see you today for chapel. I want to encourage you that we are praying for you here at SCS, and we're praying that the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you and teaching you. And we're so excited. The semester is running along and you're getting close to the finish line, so do not get discouraged. Keep persevering. You've got this. Today, I want to focus on the scripture of Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. I'm actually going to read 18 through 20. So if you would, you open up your Bibles. We are in, again, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age." Now, we focus on evangelism because I want to remind you that we are all evangelists. Now, before you get scared with the term evangelism, I want you to know that we are all evangelists because Jesus left us one great commission. The great commission is to go out and make disciples. That means that we're all evangelists. So, before you're afraid of that word, it doesn't matter which part of the church you serve in, whether you're in kids ministry, youth ministry, greeter, usher, whether you are in the office, you're behind the pulpit. It doesn't matter. You're in a cafe and in anything like that. It doesn't matter which part you are in. You're still an evangelist. You are still making disciples. Why? Because we are all part of one body. We all work together as one great part of the body of Christ. It's all in scripture. Now, God tells us that we are all together and we all work together. We have two eyes. If we had more eyes, it just wouldn't work. God made us the way he wanted us to be. And so therefore we have 10 fingers, 10 toes. Now, just to kind of put this into perspective for you, if I were to jab my pinky toe in the ottoman in the middle of the night when I'm walking through the living area, as I've done before, it's very painful. If I jab that pinky toe into the edge of the ottoman and you hear a sound or even don't hear a sound, you hear it's that thump, your entire being, your entire body is going to respond with the resounding, "Ow," right? Some type of reaction. That is a beautiful picture of what happens to the body if one part is hurting. That's exactly what happens in the body of Christ. We're all working together. So if one part is hurting, we're all hurting. But the focus here is that we all work together. We all work together to make that whole in evangelism. Okay. Now, the Bible also tells us that some are called to sow, some are called to water, and some are called to reap a harvest. So it doesn't matter which part of the process you are in. You are part of that process. You're part of that body. You're part of the total picture. So please remember that it doesn't matter which part of the church you're working in. Oh, but I don't go evangelizing in the street corner. That's not my thing. That's okay. When you open that door for someone and you smile at them and you say, "Good morning, it's great to see you," that is a part of it. You're sowing seed. You're sowing seed of God's love. You're sowing seed of his mercy, his righteousness, his beautiful love that extends to all people. He's wishing that we all come to know him as Lord and Savior. He's not exempting anyone. He's not saying, "Oh, not you, not that person." No, we're all part of it. So when Jesus says to go out and make disciples, he's talking about start with the very thing you do in your daily life. Now, I titled this message today, Meet Me in the Crowd, because it reminds me of Jesus and what he did. When he was out in his ministry, he never sat alone unless he was praying to the Father. Those were the times that he was alone. But when he was out, there were people around wanting to hear from him. Think of the Sermon on the Mount, the feeding of the 5,000. Think of, all the times that the woman with the issue of blood. Every time he was out in public, there was a time for people to be there. Think of the man that they were lowering down into the living room. There were people around. Think of when Jesus was going to Jairus' house. He was stopped with the woman of the issue of blood, and he's going to Jairus' house. There's multiple people there. There's always people around to see, to witness what Jesus was doing. Now, I say that all to remind you that while those people were watching, there were seeds being sown. There were moments of seed time, of watering, of harvest, because some people came to know Jesus just by watching. Some people came to know Jesus after he ascended, right? They gave their life to Christ. All of it is part of evangelism. All of it was part of making disciples. And so we're no different. You know, Jesus asked us to go and to make disciples. That means to go out into every man's world. Every man's world. That means that in everything we do, be the light of the world, be the salt of the earth. Show that love when you open that door, when you smile at someone, when you pay for someone at the cash register because they don't have the change, when you buy a coffee for someone at Starbucks and you pay it forward. Just do it. Why? Because it's a part of showing who God is. That's a part of God's love to be there for people and to protect, to be that listen, be that ear for someone when they're needing an ear, to be that hand that's extending when they need someone to help them up, to be that encouraging word. That is all a part of evangelism. Yes, we love to go out to the nations, and there are people who do that, the missionaries. Thank you, Jesus, for them. You know, they're out and doing that work on the field, boots on the ground. They got it. They're doing what they have to do. We're not all called to do that, but we are all called to be disciple makers. So as Jesus is out there, he's always in the crowd. It's in the crowd that we see who Jesus is. It's in the crowd where we see a new light of Jesus. That's when he gives us the parables, the Sermon on the Mount. That's when he does the miracles. It's not in those private moments that we get to know Jesus, but rather when he's in the crowd. So when we're going on about our business, we have to be about God's business. And God's business is to make disciples. And that's not just to whoever you want or I want. God longs that all his children come to know him as Lord and Savior, to come to know Jesus. That's the hope and desire. Therefore, in everything that we do to reflect his glory always points to making disciples. Everything that we do. Remember that in everything we are either sowing, watering, or reaping. Or are we damaging? That's another time of chapel, but that's the focus today. What are we doing with our time? So, how do we make these disciples? First, let me tell you that you're on the right track. You're here at SES. You're learning. You're getting equipped. You're given the right tools. You've come to educate yourself, and you've chosen to say, "Yes, Lord, here I am," just like the prophet Isaiah. And as you're being exposed to new terminology, and your eyes are being opened to new perspectives of the Bible, that's all good. That's great. That's perfect. You're being equipped. But let me be honest. When I first began my walk with the Lord about 20 years ago, I said yes to him. And I didn't know all that this yes entailed. And I still don't know all that this yes entails because my story is still unfolding. And so is yours. But as you walk and you're sharing the love of Christ with people, you also want to share your story. To share your story is to share the love of Christ. My story is, before I knew the Lord 20 years ago, I was broken. My heart was shattered. My vision was dark. I had nothing to look forward to. I had nothing that was encouraging me. I was down in the pits emotionally, and the Lord came and plucked me out of that darkness. And so anyone who has felt that way, I can connect with, and I can tell them, I know how you feel, because there was one day when I was feeling broken. And I literally, when I came to Christ, I repeated the sinner's prayer, and I literally felt God's hand put my heart back together. So I know what it is to be with a broken heart. And so when you're hurting, I'm hurting. When there's someone in the body who's hurting, it hurts me, because I understand that God's in that business. God still does miracles. And when you share your testimony, miracles are still happening. When you share your testimony, you get to share that God is real and that he's still in the miracle working business, and there's nothing impossible for him. So making disciples is not this complicated formula of I have to stand in the corner and I have to talk about Jesus and I have to hit this scripture and I have to hit that scripture. No, yes, that's great and it works for some people, but for your day-to-day things, making disciples is about showing the love of Christ, sharing your story. Again, being that ear that listens and being that shoulder, pouring out to others, giving to others. The whole point is to be there for others, which is the crowd. The crowd that doesn't know Jesus yet, or that maybe have heard of him but aren't ready to fully commit yet. So when we think of evangelism, let's just remember that it's about what we do every day. It's about the smile. It's about the hello. It's about the simple listening to someone. It's the way we act and the way we are with people, the way we behave, that allows people to see that we're different, that there's something about us, and they can come to us when they have issues because they'll know there's something about that person. That is the beauty of knowing Christ. That is how easy it is to come and express the love of Christ in our day-to-day walk. Making disciples is about showing who he is. And in turn, people begin to change. They want to be different. They give their life to Christ. Then they want to be equipped. And then they want to change. And the Holy Spirit begins to do his job and washes and cleanses. That is a part of the process. So maybe we're not going to be out there every day, you know, having people repeat the sinner's prayer. But we can be out there every day, smiling, praying for people, just praying for your bosses, praying for your spouses, your children, and believing that every day we're going, we're sharing the love of God, sharing the love of God to those who are struggling with addiction, to those who struggle with anger, to those who don't know Jesus, who look like who you were before Christ. That's important. So in order to find the crowd, we have to go to the fishermen. We have to go to our King, and we have to ask him, Lord God, guide me every day, order our steps so that we can reach out to people who are hungry for you and thirsty for you. And let us always remember to be obedient to that ever still voice inside of us that says, do this for this one. Do that for this one. Say this. Don't be afraid. Pay this. I'll take care of your finances. There are many things that we hear and we choose to be disobedient. But when we choose to be obedient, I promise you, the world, the body of Christ will grow even greater and hell will grow smaller. So I just want to encourage you that you are doing amazing things. We're about God's business. Don't diminish your testimony. Your testimony is powerful. It's powerful because God has done a miracle in your life and he's not done with you yet. And that is what you can share with people that will lure them to God, not in a manipulating way, but in a way that makes them desire a change just like what God did for you. And I know that there's merit. I know that there's many, many testimonies here at SES. And when we share what he has done, then there's a desire stirred within those people, within whoever is listening, within whoever is in front of us. Now, I want you to continue praying for the nations. Yes, because God called us to pray for all nations and to go out and do his work and his will. I want you to tell people your story. I want you to remember that evangelism is not just in the street corner, but it's in everything that we do. Yes, we love it. Yes, continue praying for missionaries around the world. Continue to give to missionaries around the world. And continue to tell your story. But now, our society is changing quickly, right before our eyes. And I want you to remember that there's one answer. And the answer is Jesus, and we have that answer. So I want you to go out and not be afraid to run the race that he has set before us. Run that race ever so proudly, ever so filled with faith, knowing that in everything that we do, God is in it. So thank you today. Everything we do is for his glory and his purpose. And the one purpose is to go and make disciples. All right. So I want you to go and do his work for his honor and glory and meet me in the crowd. Now, thank you again for listening. We know that Christ has a mission for us, and that is to go and make disciples. But let's not overcomplicate that. Let's just remember that it is always about every single thing we do. And every single thing we do, people are watching. So let's just go out and go where the people are and share the love of Christ. I'll see you in the crowd.
Thank you for joining us for the Chapel Podcast from Stark College and Seminary. Stark College and Seminary prepares men and women to serve in the church and community all across South Texas, with teaching locations in Corpus Christi, McAllen, Victoria, and San Antonio. To learn more about us, you can visit stark.edu or find us on social media at Stark College.